We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Everybody thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Ooh.
Hurley, and Donna on the trio, Miss Aretha Franklin.
Thank you. A lot of folks of all different nationalities and things come up to me and say, I dug my grandmother too. And I remember the first responsibility I ever had was to take care of my grandmother, make sure she got everywhere okay. And at that time, I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. And the most I could have done was let her fall on me if she decided to fall. But it was a hip job because Grandma never went nowhere but to church. And it wasn't one of them sad churches where they sing them songs that make you wish you could just hurry up and die and get it over with. One of them kind of, let me on the river. No, man, no. Grandma and them had one of them churches where they sung, if you wanna have me, Jesus, it's all right. If you wanna have me, Jesus, it's all right. And at the funeral, they used to have to tie the caskets down. Yeah. Yeah. And they had them fat sisters in there, used to get so glad and in the rhythm. Had a little stove in the center of the church for heat, and invariably one of them fat sisters would feel so good, she would jump into the stove and holler, ow, right in the rhythm. Grandma was like Bobby over here, Bobby Hall. She had a tambourine and a triangle. When I saw Bobby with that tambourine and triangle, I couldn't help but hug her. But Grandma couldn't play the triangle good like Bobby can, but she could deal with the tambourine. So I used to sit on the triangle and hand her the tambourine. And the Honorable Reverend back there had an old bass drum that somebody gave him. And when the groove got right and the fat sister hit the stove and hollered and Grandma shook the tambourine off the hip, the Reverend would get the feeling so good, he just hit himself all upside the head with the drumstick. Yeah. I love that old lady. Love that old lady. Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well, whoa. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell, oh. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her she'd say, baby, Grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hand. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell, oh. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core. But I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand. Thank you.
train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. For the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among us loved the most.
People Get Ready. That's the Impressions from their 1965 ABC Paramount album titled People Get Ready. The Impressions were from Chicago, and the band featured two amazing lead vocalists, Jerry Butler and Curtis Mayfield. And along with bands like the Staple Singers, the Impressions created a magic blend of black gospel and sweet-spirited soul and social awareness to a lot of their music, and People Get Ready is easily their best-known song. Before the Impressions, we had Bill Withers doing a live version of Grandma's Hands from his 1973 Sussex Records album, Live at Carnegie Hall. It's interesting that Bill Withers was already filling the Carnegie Hall, and he only had two albums before him. In 1971, an album called Just As I Am, which had Ain't No Sunshine on it and Grandma's Hands. And his second album, which came out a year later, called Still Bill, had several really great songs on it. Use Me, Lean On Me, and Who Is He and What Is He to You? Withers had more classics on those first two albums than most artists would have in entire careers. By the way, Booker T of Booker T and the MGs was the producer on those records. And one thing I'll say is I remember working at Pop Tunes when Ain't No Sunshine came out. And we plopped it on the 45 record player, and I remember standing there. I remember exactly everything about that moment. And all of us standing around thought we heard something that was timeless. It was sort of like the first time I heard Otis Redding's Dock of the Bay being debuted on AM Memphis Radio right after he passed away. And I was standing in my bedroom looking out my window when they announced the song and played it, and it just seemed like the Tom Waits song, Picture in a Frame. It's just frozen right there. You'll never forget it. Before Bill Withers, we had Aretha Franklin doing a really gorgeous live version of the Marvin Gaye, Al Cleveland, Rinaldo Benson song, Holy Holy, which originally appeared on side two of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. This performance was recorded at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles on January 14th of 1972 and was released on the Grammy Award-winning Amazing Grace. We opened up the show with Marvin Gaye, Inner City Blues, from Gaye's greatest album, in my opinion, What's Going On. That album came out in 1971 on the Tamla imprint, and the album also had two other great hits, along with Inner City Blues. They were Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, and What's Going On. Whenever someone says, "What's your desert island album?" the first thing that always comes to my mind is Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, so that should give you an idea how much I love this album. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR FM, broadcasting from the Crosstown Concourse in Midtown Memphis, Tennessee. I've been feeling a kind of socially conscious early 70s R&B soul vibe, and that's sort of what we're going to do today. Coming up right now, we're going to hear the Staple Singers, Respect Yourself.
If you don't give a heck about the man with the Bible and his to keep them strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
Found you guilty. 10 years.
What? Come on, come on! Get in that cell, nigger.
God, no.
His hair is long, his feet are hard and thrifty. He spends his life walking the streets of New York City.
Don't let money rule.
The OJs, For the Love of Money, from their 1973 album titled Ship Ahoy, which I think is one of the band's finest records, that album and the one before it called Backstabbers, which came out in 1972. Nothing really sounded like For the Love of Money on the radio when it came out. It just jumped out of the speakers, and it was a huge hit, and it still sounds fantastic. It's just an amazing song, and the performances, the production, everything's great about it. Before the OJs, we had Stevie Wonder, Living in the City, from his classic album, Inner Visions. This is one of Wonder's greatest albums from beginning to end, and he has a lot of great records. Inner Visions won 3 Grammys for Album of the Year, Best R&B Song, and Best Engineered Recording Non-Classical for you geeks out there. And we opened up the set with the Staple Singers doing Respect Yourself from their 1972 Stax Records album, Bealtitude, Respect Yourself. I'd say it's probably their most successful album. It produced 3 huge hits, Respect Yourself, Heavy Makes You Happy, and I'll Take You There. You'd know them all if you heard them. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned. And it happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m., broadcasting from WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. Continuing our early 70s, late 60s, socially aware, fantastic R&B, everything kind of music, here's a fabulous song by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Teddy Pendergrass.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better.
but just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all, y'all.
Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah.
gonna pay.
Rocks and reels.
Cha-cha-cha. That's Lying the Family Stone, If It Were Left Up to Me, from their 1973 album Fresh. That song sort of feels a lot like their earlier hits, that kind of bright upbeat feel, like Everyday People. By the time this song came out, Sly and the Family Stone had pretty much finished their run. They would have one big hit off of this album Fresh, titled If You Want Me to Stay, which features the amazing bass playing of Larry Graham, which many regard as the godfather of slap bass technique. Graham would later form Graham Central Station, just like a year or two later, which had some really great records. And before Sly and the Family Stone, we had the Staple Singers doing Long Walk to D.C. That's from their 1968 Stax album, Soul Folk in Action. The Staple Singers were preceded by War, Slipping into Darkness, which is from their second album titled All Day Music. That was released on the United Artists record label in 1971, and it was really sort of the beginning of a string of huge radio hits like All Day Music, The World is a Ghetto, Gypsy Man, Why Can't We Be Friends, Lowrider, and their first hit, Spill the Wine, which they did with the former lead singer of The Animals, Eric Burdon. And Eric Burdon, by the way, gave the band their name War. Previously, the band was named Night Shift. The Undisputed Truth was before War, singing their biggest hit, Smiling Faces Sometimes, which came out on their self-titled debut album on the Gordy imprint. And we opened up the set with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, featuring Teddy Bendergrass from their 1975 album, Wake Up Everybody. What a great song. Anyway, for this last hour, you have been listening to me, Rick Clark, and my weekly radio show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. I hope you guys are feeling good today. I'm feeling pretty good myself. I appreciate all your great feedback, and I really love sharing music with you. It's something I look forward to every week. I hope to catch you next week, same time, same place, for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.
Nice, nice, nice.